Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 John as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Again, right here, that old sin nature. When we fall into the snares and the traps of sin, that old sin nature, it can't bring honor and glory to God. It's that fallen nature for which purpose Christ entered into the world to save us. Our sins, and not just the judgment day, but literally to give us power over that old sin nature. But it doesn't happen instantly. It's not a switch that you flick and suddenly now we're righteous all the time. It's a daily and every moment, a conscious effort to abide in Christ. And he says here in verse 8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested. Again, we see that word, that he might destroy the works of the devil. One day that old sin nature is going to be eradicated and it'll be done away with. We won't have to fight with it anymore. Whosoever, in verse 9, is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Again, this is what we've been talking about leading up to this. It's a different nature now that resides within us. We ought not to think the way we used to think. We ought not behave the way we used to behave. There should be a difference because there's a new spiritual nature within us that has to be made evident because there's a new spirit within us. The Spirit of God dwelleth in us. Verse 10, in this the children of God are manifest. They're made known in the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth his brother. That's the importance of that righteousness in your life to be made known. Because if we live according to that old flesh, the love of Christ will not be made known in our life to others. We're to put on the righteousness of Jesus Christ and abide in that spiritual nature. Let's look. I have this as a note for later, but we'll go ahead and turn there. Let me see if I can find where I wrote it down so I don't have to hunt for it. I'll tell you what, I remember where it's at. I believe it's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. It's just a couple books over. Let's turn to that. It is. It's 1 Peter 1:23. Well, let's look. We'll start in verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. And look at verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. This is to help drive home that point that God has wrought a perfect work in your life at that moment of salvation. And that incorruptible seed has been planted. But you know, we're supposed to let it be watered and grow. It's not just made to stick there and that's your ticket to heaven. He uses that word seed for a reason. We're to grow and to mature. And to do that, we have to focus on our spiritual walk with Christ. So going back to 1 John, let's look in verse number 11 is where we'd paused. So 1 John 3:11. For this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We're to abide in that spiritual nature, to help mature that seed that's been planted, the things of Christ, to grow in them. Well, exercise it by loving one another. He says you've heard it from the beginning. It's nothing new. This is kind of a back to basics here. And he goes further in verse 12. He says, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Why did I talk about that enmity that we have with the world? Because it's been there since the beginning of time. All these tales of good versus evil and the struggles of light versus dark that you see in all kinds of works and all kinds of mediums throughout history. Right back here to the beginning of time, we find that that chasm that was created between Cain and Abel, that relationship that was torn apart between those two brothers was done because one had their works that were evil and one had works that were righteous. And that still remains all throughout time to us today. If you abide in the righteous works that Christ has set us to walk in, those that are living in the evil works, there will always be that animosity, what's that word? That one between you two. You won't get along. But I want you to see here, it wasn't Abel that slew his brother Cain because Abel's works were righteous and Cain's were evil. It was Cain that went after Abel because Cain was evil and Abel was righteous. And that's the way it is still to be today. We're not to be going after the world and beating them over the head and drilling them down because we're doing what God tells us to and you're not. No, we're to display that love of Christ that's been made known to us. And we're to expect the world to respond to us if they're responding through that flesh in a nasty manner, to be mean to us. He outlines it here from the beginning. You've been told love one another, and well, here with Cain and Abel, his works were evil, and so he slew his brother whose works were righteous. This is a tale as old as time itself that we live in today. So don't be surprised when you experience trials and tribulations from the world, evils that are forces that are working against you to try and halt your spiritual progress in your life. It's been happening that way since the beginning of time. It's nothing new to us. Verse number 13, with that in mind, he says this, "Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you." And I've got a list, it'd be a topic for another time, but of all the mentions in Scripture where that word marvel comes into place, where either Jesus marveled at the woman's faith, or when he tells us to marvel not. Another time he talks about marvel nots in the book of Ecclesiastes. When he talks about you see the world and the way the evil men are behaving, when you see the disregard for rules and you see just riots and rampaging in the streets and you see a complete disregard for any justice of any kind, he says, marvel not. Don't be surprised. Here he says, when the world hates you, marvel not. It's to be expected. Your duty is to walk with Christ. That's your responsibility. And the world will throw everything it can at you to try and hinder that progress that you're making, but we shouldn't be surprised when it happens. Even when they go to extremes, lengths, to try and destroy your testimony, your reputation, whatever it may be, it says don't be surprised. But I fear for most of us today, there aren't exaggerated and extreme lengths as we would see them that's been gone to uproot us in our walk with Christ and try to throw us off balance. Rather, it's been those little quiet things that have set in. And now we don't have to face the immediate persecution like those that came before us did. Instead, we have those quiet invaders in our homes and in our minds, where we develop that friendship with the world. Our day is not complete if we cannot indulge ourselves in some form or fashion in something that the world has to offer us. It seems that way, does it not? I'm being truthful with you here. Some of y'all are looking like this is the first time anyone has ever been honest with you. It's a real struggle. And that's why it's important to draw that line in the sand. I'm over here with the things of Christ and the things of the world. Anything that hinders my relationship with Christ and anything that detracts from my walk and my spiritual growth, I'm putting it on that side and it can stay over there. Because if I let it over here with me or I wander over there to it, it's going to slowly but surely try and destroy me.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.